This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
Name is David Wyatt. I'm from Norwich and I'm on the plumbing course.
So, David, tell us a bit about yourself then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I'm actually a qualified carpenter. Work for a housing association.
How long have you been doing that for then?
I've been a carpenter since I was 18, which is a lot of years ago.
So how long have you worked for this housing association then?
Yeah, I've been with the housing association for 5 years now. We've got about 4,500 houses in the east of England.
So you're training to be a plumber then. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
I had an interest in plumbing for a long while. Yeah, I spent a while with British Gas and one or two bits. So yeah, interest started then.
Have you been doing any plumbing work or getting any experience outside your course while you're doing your job? Have you been doing any of that?
Yeah, I have been out with the engineers where I work and seen how they do their jobs and got involved in putting some pipe work in.
What sort of jobs have you been doing with them?
It's mostly bathrooms and kitchens at the moment.
When you've finished your course and when you're qualified, what do you plan to do then?
The plan is for me to use the qualification. I'm also doing electrical and do surveys for the housing association.
Are you planning to stick with the carpentry as well, or are you going to plumbing instead?
Yeah, that'll be a total house survey, so I'll have to do a bit of everything. Yep.
So let's talk about your practical training then. How are you finding it?
So far, so good. Yeah, it's been very interesting. Learned quite a bit.
What week of the training are you on?
At the moment, I'm week 3.
And what sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
This week we are using steel pipe work, fabricating steel pipe work.
So, David, can you tell us a bit about how you found out about Train for Trade Skills then? What brought you to the course?
Actually put plumbing skills into the computer and in Google and found Train for Trade that way.
So, David, for the people listening then and want to take up plumbing or want to take up a trade, as someone who's got a lot of experience in the trades work and you've worked on sites before, what would you say to them? What qualities they need to have?
Need to be able to work accurately and be methodical is sort of the main areas. Yeah, got to be able to take the information in and keep it. The practical side is not too bad. The actual exam side, I find a bit more difficult. So, yeah, just being able to remember the information you get.
That's great, David. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Seb.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.